A Vision of the Future. March 11th, 2006. It is the year 2008. Marvel Comics' once proud X-Men franchise stands on the brink of oblivion, or at least of sliding the last 6 millimeters into complete irrelevance. In desperation, what passes for the editorial staff at Marvel selects a name at random from the internet and hands over carte blanche to reinvent the company's flagship franchise. That name is mine. Completely unhinged by my exile to the wilds of Maine by that point, I am listening to the Gypsy Kings version of Hotel California 24/7 and am out of control. The result is a reign of terror beyond even Joey Q's ability to comprehend, let alone fully endorse. I solemnly pledge to play the retroactive false memories courtesy of Professor X card and reveal that Jean is actually Scott's sister. Just to fuck with people. Also, I'll kill off everybody introduced after 1988, except Jubilee and Richter, just to be contrary. In addition, there will be a You Sound Like Louis Burdett reference in every issue. Oh, and Professor X? Robotic death armor. With missiles. Gandhi figures are so 1960s. Also, I'll bring back the teenage Tony Stark from The Crossing and make him part of the team, because if Wolverine can be an Avenger, fuck them. Iron Man can be an X-Man. And he will totally nail all the women, because he's Tony fucking Stark. The Gypsy Kings are blaring in my ears. You do not fuck with El Hombre del Hierro. He will go door to door warning his neighbors that he's the world's greatest human lovin' machine. And then Bendis and I will fight in a steel cage. My tag team partner will be George Perez, and he will wear a mask. There will be blood, my brothers and sisters. 1 year later, Uncanny X-Men will be the most read comic book in America, and George and I will walk on a road of Joey Q's bones to the offices of DC, where it will be time to give Geoff Johns some of what Bendis got. Oh yes, my children. Good times ahead.